In a frenzy of rageful lust, she devoured me, as though I were her prey and not her lover. She devoured me, as though I were her prey and not her lover. Tranquil clear water glistens under the afternoon sun, like uncountable stars in daylight. Speckles of light shimmer and glare upon the lake surface. A soft, soothing breeze flows upon my skin and I close my eyes, breathing in slowly and deeply. I see nothing but my inner self sitting in the same position as my physical, slowly breathing. The sounds around me begin to fade until they are just a soft, fluffy murmur. I lose the sense of my physical self and know nothing but my inner now. I hold on to this moment for as long as I can until instinctively I decide to let go. Now I'm back to the real, by the lake, peaceful and refreshed. Celestial One, am I not worthy of your words, to hear your voice, to know your name, the word of you? I close my eyes and clear my thoughts to nothing, as in the beginning. Dark void, staying blank, thoughts wandering. Visions, people, things, and then I am blank again, getting better at the void of the mind.
Escape. reality.
First rainbow. Long ago, before the count of time begun, Mother Earth bore children. They were beautiful children who sung and played. As they grew, they cared for the land, and Mother Earth was pleased and happy with them. But she had a sister called Kyan, who was cold and jealous by nature. Kyan saw the beauty of Mother Earth's children, and she wished to destroy them. So in the darkness of night, she came and took them to a place that only she knew of. When Mother Earth saw that her children were gone, she called for them, but got no answer. Stricken with grief, she cried rain throughout the land. The sun said to Mother Earth, "I will bear my light upon your tears as a sign. Once the children see this sign, they will find their way back to you. The sign will bear color, and we shall call it a rainbow." And still today,
Mother Earth cries, and she waits for her children. Still today, it rains. But we have rainbows.
Thank you.